B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. There is a lot of excitement around this football team. It is a lot of excitement to honestly just kind of be able to cover this, work the phones. Like, we've done a lot of bad Mondays. I've worked a lot of bad locker rooms where guys just aren't vibing right. I think we're reaching a point. Now, listen, depending on the injury news, that could impact everything. But let's operate in the world that they are, even if Jaden misses two games, which I don't think is going to be the case, but we don't know. Let's operate in a world that it's relatively status quo going forward. If that's the case, how good is this team? You can look around the league.
It's very good.
Look around the league. The one seeds in both conferences, I don't think you would say Washington is better than. The Chiefs are 6-0. And people could just say how they don't move it. You know, how unexciting all of a sudden that offense is.
They win when they're supposed to.
If you look late in that game, Mahomes wasn't great. He had two picks. But the last three possessions Kansas City had, touchdown, touchdown, victory formation. And they were long-ass drives. 13 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. 12 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. It just breaks San Fran's neck.
Every time you see them.
They're not better than the Chiefs, period.
No.
I don't think they're better than the Lions. The Lions went to Minnesota.
The Lions are good, bro.
Lions are good. They're tough, tenacious, aggressive. Does Dan Campbell perhaps overplay his hand on fourth down decision making? Maybe. I think it kind of came back to bite him in the NFC title game last year.
I'd much rather him be an aggressive person than some passive ass.
What's Coach Thompson's famous line?
I'd rather resurrect a corpse.
No, the opposite.
No, I would rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse.
Now I'm with that. There's about to be some teams here that I think are worth discussing. I think Tampa beat Washington head-to-head.
Yeah.
To me, that would make Tampa a little bit better. Tampa's playing the Ravens tonight.
Maybe at the moment that they played them, they might have been better.
I think Jaden's much better now.
Yeah.
Right now, the Commanders would be the 2 seed in the NFC. Mm. If the playoffs started today, and they do not, the Commanders would host the Bears in a wild card round game, which would be pretty damn amazing. As currently constituted at 63% probable to make the playoffs at 5-2, your Washington Commanders. Right. Now, what doesn't necessarily help, the Eagles won a game yesterday, so they're just one game behind Washington.
They played one less game, too, though.
Yep. Yeah. And, well, that bye week ain't coming for a while, either.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, so you got next week, obviously, the Bears, then the trip to New York, then the Steelers. B, what'd you think of, did you get to watch any last night, Russ playing for the Steelers?
Yeah.
Instead of Fields?
You know, I was so happy to see Russ, that team win instead of Aaron and his group.
Sure. I think it was, Collinsworth, I think, said this on the broadcast. Hopefully, I'm attributing it to the right person, but I found it interesting. They showed this quote of Tomlin saying, I'm not here for moral victories, I'm here for championships. Mm-hmm. And I understand that with Justin Fields at the helm, they were 4-2.
Yep.
Offensively, they're not a lot popped.
Russ had a lot popped before him offensively.
I know. Russ looked rough early in this thing, but the pass game started to go a little bit. He started to give George Pickens some opportunities. He finished the game. The percentages aren't very high on this, 16-29, but he was 264, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Mm-hmm. That opened up the run game. Najee was really good. That Steelers game in a couple weeks could be pretty damn fascinating, honestly, because Pittsburgh has the Giants and a bye before they face Washington. Mm-hmm. So, one, they're going to be coming off a bye week. Washington, in two of their next three opponents, gets to play somebody coming off a bye. The Bears are coming off a bye this weekend. It'll be Pittsburgh coming off a bye in 2 weeks. Mm. Do whatever you want with that information. But that game looks pretty darn interesting. And Pittsburgh, with Russ Wilson at the helm, had a strong offensive performance. And I wonder if Tomlin's not trying to look out at January, February, and think that Russ has to be his guy ahead of Fields because he's the better passer.
I think that passing thing in a league where it's set up for offenses to be successful, you want a guy who can throw the football.
So, and at first, like, Russ was throwing his little touch passes early, and I'm listening to everybody trying to knock that. You knock what someone does successfully?
All right. Let's try to figure out where we think Washington is. First in the NFL and then the NFC. Chiefs, I think, are better. Houston, you got them better?
Than Washington right now?
Yeah.
I think at this present time, yeah.
I think Houston's a year ahead of where Washington
is.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, we're going to find out. That defense is for real. The pressure they get off the edges is for real.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, I think, has been really good. You got the Bills better? 5-2, same record.
I go with it, yeah.
Ravens, they just beat them head-to-head.
Yep.
After that, I'm not going any lower. I won't. The Chargers, the Colts, the Broncos, none of those teams I could say definitively.
Those other teams got to prove it to me.
Yeah, and they beat the Bengals heads up. So,
yeah, they beat them handily.
In the NFC, man, Lions, I'd say yes. Bucks, I'd say yes, just because they have the head-to-head win. The Vikings, where are you at on the Vikings? Where are you at on your boy Darnold?
My boy? Not my boy. It's Landfield's boy.
Landfield,
I think
the Vikings are 5-1. Are the Commanders better than the Vikings?
The Vikings defense is special, brother.
Flores calling serious heat.
Unfortunately, I think that the Vikings are kind of legit. I know they lost yesterday, but they played tough against the Lions, who we know are a good team. And I mean, what, they're 5-1. I think they're legit.
Do you owe Sam Darnold an apology?
I will never apologize to Sam Darnold.
Well, you can't tell me I owe JP one.
The Vikings, I'm sorry, the NFC North as a division, plus 200 point differential. More than that, honestly. Dude, the Lions are plus 62. The Vikes are plus 61. The Packers, 5-2, plus 43. The Bears are plus 47, 4-2. I mean, they're...
So everybody is 4-2 or better?
Yes. As a division, they are 19-6. Now you're counting on my math on the fly, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
5-4, 5-4.
3 5s and a 4. It's 19. Okay. 1-1, 2-2. Right. 6, right? Pretty good, Toby. Here's my question then. 800-636-1067. I'm not looking for a number. I'm not looking for a Super Bowl declaration. Are the Commanders one of the best teams in the NFL as of today, Monday, October 21st? Brian.
Yes.
Jeffrey?
I don't know why you're asking him. You know the answer is yes.
I was about to say, do you really need to add? Hey, I've been playing humble, but we are. We are. And I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, y'all ain't play nobody. Y'all ain't do this. Look, the NFL set up our schedule. These other teams are NFL teams with grown men fully capable of winning an NFL game. And if we are the ones winning, it don't matter who we play. 5-2, if that's one of the best in the league, we one of the best teams in the league. Straight like that.
Tell them about it, Jeff.
5-2 is legit. Landfill, are they one of the best teams in the NFL?
Yes, I think they are.
800-636-1067. Are the Commanders one of the best teams in the NFL? Taking your calls. I think if we know definitively Jaden's fine, then the answer is hell yeah. Concerned. I don't really care about the schedule stuff because you see things happen every week in the NFL where a team you don't expect to beats a team. You know what I mean? Like,
especially lately,
it's
man.
A week-to-week league, dude.
That parity is not very far off now.
Atlanta was coming in hot. Seattle goes to Atlanta, beats them. Jacksonville is a train wreck. They win. Denver beat the tar out of New Orleans. Like, It's a week-to-week league. The Raiders, the Rams beat the Raiders. The Eagles were a mess. They beat the hell out of the Giants. The Giants had to bench their quarterback.
The Giants benched their quarterback while the running back that they,
tore them up. It's I'm not looking for a specific number. I personally, the answer is yes. I think top 10, top 8. For me, the
where were they last week in the
No, I think they were 7 or 6.
Or something like that.
Yeah. So. To me, it is how many teams play divisional weekend? 8, right? Because then you get the 4 on conference championship weekend. Could Washington be a divisional round weekend team? Hard for me to say anything, but yes. Let's go to these phones. Nate's in D.C. Nate, is Washington among the best teams in the NFL?
Yes, they are. There are 32 teams in the league. The best teams, you got to at least number down to 8. We top 8 in the league. I mean, and at the end of the day, a little earlier, I was listening. You said something about the Buccaneers being better than Washington. And I don't know if you caught that B. Mitch had to offer a little correction and say, when we played them, they were better than us. At the end of the day, it's all based on spots. It's all based on situational football. I think we could match up with anybody in the league, given the coaching staff that we have and the assignments that they place on detail and how we attack each team differently. Like, got to give that credit to Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury and company, man. They're doing a phenomenal job.
You really do. Thanks for the call, Nate. The coaching staff deserves a ton of credit here. Yeah. And I think Cliff deserves a ton of credit. This offense right now, through 7 games, first in points, fourth in yards, third.
That first in points is amazing.
Third in first downs. And they are running the hell out of the football. And Cliff tried to tell everybody, and nobody wanted to hear it, that his offense was too static, and he runs the air raid, all these things. They're third in rush yards, fifth in rush attempts. Some of that is going to be Jaden. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it's not just Jaden. They put together an offensive line with some real nastiness to it. They get down. Yesterday I was speaking with somebody who I'll choose not to identify. But when Peters and Quinn, when Peters first got the job and then when he hired Quinn, at those press conferences, they repeatedly said, we want to have an identity. We want to be physical and violent.
Yeah.
And dude, that, more than anything, and Jaden's almost his own category, right?
That's what they've become.
That's what they're showing week after week. And when you have that, and you don't have a good quarterback, you tend to be a very feisty team. You know what I mean? Like, you get to 6-7 wins and you cover a lot. But when you have that and a good quarterback, you have the potential to be great. Nobody's saying that's what they are now, but they're on a track for it. PJ's in Reston. PJ, is this one of, not the best, but one of the best teams in the NFL?
Absolutely. I'm trying to even slow my roll, but they're playing so good. It's really hard not to say they are. The thing that makes it easy for me to say, you know, maybe not top 5, but top 8, top 10, is the fact of how great the defense has been playing these last couple of weeks. It's amazing. We really might have one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL, and it just makes me so happy, and I'm just happy for everyone in this area. This is awesome.
Appreciate you, bud. Thank you. I think there's still some question marks. I think yesterday they jumped on a bad team, and then they weren't able to run the football, and it kind of all broke their way.
Yeah, but they took it from them. They didn't give it to them.
Right. Let's go to Benny is in Landover. Benny, what you got?
Yes, I think today, Monday, October the 21st, the Washington Commanders are one of the best teams right today. They proved it yesterday. Quarterback went down, the air went out of the building, and they still ran the plays that were suitable to do what they did to put up 40. Most points scored yesterday. Thank you very much.
All right, brother.
Yeah, dude. When you're putting up 40, it's
kind of hard to knock it.
You're putting up 40, and you've got the most points in the league. Mm-hmm. It's pretty damn good.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Benny.
All right, bro.
Let's get to our guy Telly is in D.C. Telly, what up?
What up, Telly?
Hell to the Reds, yeah. What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, I just want to say yes. They are one of the best in the league. If I want to critique this coaching staff, is that I think you mentioned the Berserk in the NFL in Russia. Well, I want to be first. And if they keep going on the path that they're going, we're unstoppable. All the deficiencies that were said about this old line, and I always said, and I said this for years, man, when you run that rock, man, it's the attitude. And the attitude translates from the offense and the defense. Shout out to the defense. Shout out to the coaching staff as well, bringing in different looks, different blitzes coming from different directions. I'm loving it. And also, last week against BMO, yeah, we let them have that game. We should have stayed in our game plan, even though B-Rod was hurt. That shouldn't have stopped us from running the ball. We still run the rock. Everybody ain't going to be there week in and week out. You still have your identity, and you continue your identity until somebody stops.
Hey, bro. Thank you, Telly. Appreciate the call, man. We mentioned it. These guys wanted violent, physical, build the identity.
And I like that.
To Telly's point, they really are building that. You see, defensively, it feels like they're coming downhill. Jeremy Chinn, he is quiet and pleasant and really just a nice person when you speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a violent-ass dude on the football field.
Supposed to be, man.
And B,
I know why people want to play football and have football teams, and you're not be that way.
You talk about building an identity. That's something the organization has lacked for two decades.
Mm-hmm.
There was no consistency in building that identity. There was no consistency in showing it. It's easy to say stuff like, oh, we're going to be X, Y, and Z. Prove it on the field week after week, month after month. That changes things.